Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not a nice day, not necessarily November 17th-ish. I found myself not realizing that Thanksgiving is so close because it's been so warm, but I guess that's the way it goes, right? Here, highs of 77 today. Right now, it's kind of foggy in some areas, 60 degrees. 80 for a high tomorrow, Wednesday, pretty much same thing through Friday. Chance for showers, slight chance on Friday and Saturday and Sunday through Monday, but still highs near 70, and I think it's too early to tell if there's going to be a cold front come Thanksgiving or not. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst. Every Monday here at WWL is a Rouse's Football Market, Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Rouse is the official market of the Saints. How you doing, Mike Dettelier?
Well, I watched the Rams in Seattle, and again, the Rams showed up big time. Two really good football teams Sunday between them, and Rams able to pull it out, jumped out to a big lead, and Seattle fights back, and then a real defensive game between, you know, Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. And, you know, again, it wasn't a great offensive showing by both teams. And then last night, again, you saw it. Defense dominated the Eagles over the Lions. So all across the board, with the exception of the Buffalo game, Buffalo came out firing. Josh Allen was hot. He had a couple of turnovers, but for the most part, when they needed something, man, the Bills were able to put points up on the board. And you wonder a little bit, Tommy, of what happened with Carolina and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I said this last week to you in that game in Berlin. You wonder if the end, you know, they basically wrote the obits for Raheem Morris in Atlanta. And then it wasn't a good outing yesterday. Lose to, I would say, a middle-of-the-road Carolina team who the Saints dominated in that football game. Okay? So, mostly what you saw was what you've seen all year long. Defense dominated. You can run the football. You're going to win games. And you're getting that time of year where you wonder a little bit, when a coach is in trouble, the team almost senses it. Almost goes off like a smoke alarm to them, and how they react. That's why I said this during the week. I'd have loved to have played Atlanta Sunday. I would have loved to have played them, because you wonder a little bit if they're not cooked.
Well, you don't want – they didn't fire Raheem Morris, did they?
No, they didn't. No. But and he's fortunate, too, that Arthur Blank – who in other businesses, okay, he wouldn't have let this go on very long. But he's been very patient with his head coaches for the most part. He's been very patient with them. He hasn't done it yet, but Tom, you almost like feel something has got to be done. Such a disappointment. And then Michael Penix, re-injures his knee. He had a bone bruise a couple weeks back where he missed some time. Kirk Cousins came in yesterday and played again. And then, man, there's a lot of things happening and not good in Atlanta.
I don't want Raheem Morris fired this week, though, because I don't want to play a team that's – because then, you know what I'm saying? Then you don't know what happens with the new coach, and it's a wild card and all of that. Let's just stay with the coach we got in Atlanta for this week at least.
I would think something's got to happen, though, because, it, again, the alarm has went off that this football team, which – every year over the last few years has been about, man, they potentially could be the NFC South winner. That ain't happening this year. Mm-mm. Look how many wins they have compared to the Saints. One more.
Yep.
One. And this was a team sort of built to make a run at the Falcons. They gave up a future first-round pick for a pass rusher in James Pierce, who they thought would be maybe the final piece of the puzzle. Has not worked. Hasn't.
What are your biggest
Something's going to happen, Tom, I'm telling you.
What are your big surprises in the NFL so far?
Oh, the Colts.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, no one before the season would have predicted to you how good the Colts would be. And Daniel Jones and his impact at quarterback. And they have played lights out. They really have. They've, you know, they've squeezed all the orange vitamin C out of it. They've squeezed
so what
it to
is
the
that,
point there's nothing left.
What does that say about a quarterback and the coach or the situation and the team and all of that? Because he didn't do too well in New York, did he?
He was El Lazio. Yeah. He was bad. He was a turnover machine with interceptions or fumbling the football. And they found a way to win. I was talking to Rick Venturi. Rick does, he's sort of their version of Deuce in the booth. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me, Mike, it's surprising to me as much as it is to anybody. I would have never thought this from this football team. They've run the football extremely well with Jonathan Taylor. Got a great young tight end who we talked about so much in the offseason, in the spring, and Tyler Warren from Penn State, his impact. But it's been Daniel Jones for them. It really has. He's been outstanding. And then you see the Bears. You wonder a little bit, could Ben Johnson, who had never been a head coach at any level, how would he handle? There's a lot of pressures when you're the head coach in Chicago. Okay? You're coming under a lot of scrutiny. You have Caleb Williams, who's the first overall pick in a draft a couple years back. Could you piece it together? And they found a way to win. Sometimes it's ugly, but it's a W.
It's still
That's
seven.
All I'm worried about.
7-3. We'll take a break. Pick it up, Mike Totilla, and we come back. 504-260-1870. If you got any questions or comments about the NFL or about the Saints, we will get to the Saints. I promise you that. Traffic now, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every Monday is a Rouse's Football Mucket. Football Monday, Rouse is the official Super Bowl. I'll get it straight, Mike. It's Monday morning. I was up all night worried about my phone, but I'll get it together here in a little bit. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike was talking about some of the surprises in the NFL. How about those Denver Broncos and Sean Payton?
Yeah, it was. It's all of a rollover from what we saw last year. Great defensive team. Man, they converge on the football so quickly. They're superb in the red zone. They squeeze you to, if you get down there, you're going to most of the time kick field goals. Their offense, Bo Nix has not played like I think Sean Payton would have wanted him to. And they're sort of beat up in the backfield. But, man, they make plays when they have to, but they win because of their defense. And Vance Joseph, you know, a guy here from Louisiana, he's doing a fantastic job directing that defense.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because people think, you know, when you're the head coach, you know everything, and you don't, okay? You have one side of the ball you're really, really familiar with. And then you've got to turn that other side over to someone else, and he's done that with Vance Joseph. Vance done a fantastic job coaching that defense. And it's about putting people in the right place to get the most out of them. I think that's what coaching is all about, is finding the right spot for your players. And Vance has been able to do that. And,
but I would take a step back, Mike, and I would say even about a coach finding the right spot for his coach, because it's not often that you have the head coach of the team, a former head coach of the same team, come back as a defensive coordinator. And Sean Payton, and look, I'm...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know, I'm not happy Sean Payton left, but I understand things happen. He had to make Vance Joseph feel comfortable enough to be there as the defensive coordinator, right? And you understand what I'm saying? That had to be a weird dynamic at first. Yeah.
It's unique, to say the least. But I think, Tommy, in the commuter world of coaching, which we are in the midst of it now, you're going to see this at the college and pro level. That is a unique spot, where you were a head coach and then fired and then come back as an assistant. But I do think in kind of how you get on a plane and you're a coach here and a coach there, that's going to happen a little bit more than maybe we've seen it in the past, which really happened really not at all until recent years.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the Kansas City Chiefs. What's going on there?
Can't run the ball. Their defense, you know, Steve Spagnuolo, again, I thought he did a really good job defensively. They gave up some big plays. But Tommy, they're one-dimensional. They hang their hat on Pat Mahomes throwing the football. And, you know, sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. But their offensive line issues have really shown up big this year. Look at all the penalties in that game. Oh, my God, like every play there was a procedure or a motion penalty up front along the offensive line that's not gelled, and they can't run the ball worth a lick.
I've not seen them look sharp the entire season. Have you?
Nope, not at all. And they might struggle to get into the playoffs as a wild card.
Because it seems like, you know, yesterday Mahomes has his big throw, hits a guy right in the hands, drops it. Boom. Chance for a big play, doesn't happen.
There's a lot of things going wrong that went right for them over the last 5 years.
There you go. Maybe it's evening up now. 6:30 more with Mike. When we come back, we'll talk Saints. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:46, 14 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL with Mike Dettelier. Mike, no Saints game yesterday, but you guys are still second-guessing this evening, eh?
Yep. We'll be at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby's back, I think, from Chicago, and so we'll be there from 4 to 6:30, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints coaches show with Mike Hoss and Kellen Moore, and I think the coach tonight, I think it's Jay Clark, who's the edges coach. He coaches the outside linebackers, pass rushers for the Saints.
And then they'll talk about the NFC South as well. Mike Haas and Mike Dettelier will. And then at 7:30, and catch Monday Night Football, Cowboys at Raiders on WWO 105.3 FM and the free Odyssey app. You can hear Pelicans basketball, Pels versus Oklahoma Thunder, 7 p.m. tip on the Big 870 WWL. Mike, let's talk about the Saints and coming back from the bye week. What do you expect to see from them?
I think one of the things you want to work on is to put a little bit more light in what Tyler Shuck does best for you on offense. And I've always felt from watching him in college and, you know, the little bit we got to see of him in two games, and that's a really small sample size. Mm-hmm. But he's always been good in the medium to long range passing areas of the field. That's a little opposite of how you had your offense built before under Spencer Rattler. And Spencer's strong point was in the short to intermediate part of the field. So you trying to expand upon that with Shuck, and that's basically stretching the rubber band offensively, trying to get the ball a little bit deeper downfield. The other thing, too, is making sure Alvin Kamara is still a huge part of your game plan. As a receiver, coming out of the backfield, and also in the running game. And I just think that that is what you've got to see more of when you go down the stretch against teams like Atlanta, not only once but twice, mm-hmm. the Panthers again, the Jets, the Titans, the Buccaneers. You want to see more of that with a different style quarterback than what you've seen other than the last two games, and that is to expand your offense that way. That's what you have to do. And this game is not about plays. Players, putting your players in the best position to make a play. Mm-hmm. And that's what you've got to do better for Tyler Shuck, because I'm just telling you, got a couple game films on him. They're going to try to take away some of the things you saw the first two games. You better be able to football chess with other teams.
I'm going to tell you something, and you can comment on this when we come back, all right? And this is just something that's running through my mind. And here we are. It's like the start of a new season almost after the bye week in a way, okay? But in terms of injuries, the Saints have been relatively lucky, right, other than the offensive line, a couple of injuries there?
Losing Eric McCoy was a big loss, no question about that. And then early on, Julian Blackman, and I think that if you go back to training camp and even into the preseason, he was the most impressive defensive back they had. And you lost him. You were forced to play Jonas Sankus, mm-hmm. Jonas Sanker, the rookie. So
you've
been
badly.
Relatively healthy
so
at the running back at the position.
So here's the scenario I'm going to pitch to you. You can comment when we come back. Not now. When we come back. You got Atlanta, Miami, Tampa Bay, who might be ripe for an upset. Carolina, the Jets, the woeful Tennessee Titans, and Atlanta again. Maybe Tyler Shuck gets hot. Maybe they go ahead and win the next seven games, and maybe they finish 9-8? Maybe. What a surprise that would be, huh? We'll talk about the possibility of that when we come back with Mike Dettelier. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now. WWL. 6:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, 4 till 7. I have the survey going. It would be impossible for you to get through your workday without your blank and somebody text in without the foolish optimism of Tommy Tucker. So that's Mike Dettelier, who is our guest, after my comment before the break about the Saints going on a streak here and winning seven games. But I'm just saying, you got Atlanta twice, you got Carolina again, you got Miami, who's not having a great season, Tennessee, Lord help them, the Jets, they've won two games. Carolina again, I don't know if I mentioned that or not, maybe Tampa Bay might be ripe for an upset at that point. Saints, tell me your thoughts on my foolish optimism.
Yeah, Tommy, you're going to go through the ups and downs.
I wouldn't bet it now, to be clear.
No,
I would not bet
neither,
this.
Neither would I, even close.
Yeah.
But I think the key down the stretch here, and certainly the development of Tyler Shuck is important, but this team has had difficulty stopping the run. They did against Carolina. Can that continue?
Mm-hmm.
And the other part, too, is running the ball. You got to show commitment to running the football. So while I want to see continued development in Shuck, I think the keys here for this football team to help your young quarterback and to help your football team, hey, stop the run and run the ball.
Yep.
Hey, it's old-fashioned, but it works. Look what's going on all across the NFL. Okay, it's not about these 400-yard passers. Yesterday was an anomaly. Bryce Young, who was flat-out bad against the Saints, look what he did against Atlanta. Look the numbers that Bryce Young put up against the Falcons. They didn't really run the football really well, and they were able to come out with a W, but that's an anomaly. I do think down the stretch,
but
the key for this football team,
yeah,
running the ball, stopping the run, because it really does help your young quarterback.
Let me just say this.
A lot more than you might think.
Let me just say this. Atlanta in a state of disarray. We started by talking about that. We
yes.
began the season saying it's hard to bet on how many games the team's going to win because it all depends when you play them, and it all depends on injuries, right? And it all depends what situation they happen to be in. And I'm just looking at the way the schedule sets up, the rest of the schedule, Saints being relatively healthy with injuries, and other teams perhaps not so much. Atlanta, we're losing their quarterback. We play them twice. I'm just saying I'm not ready to jump out the window like I was earlier in the season. Not yet.
Yeah, and what you can't do without for me, it's mm-hmm. a vehicle. Okay,
vehicle.
Mondays I go to Mississippi. Tuesdays I'm on television in Homer. Thursdays I'm at Treasure Chest in Kenner. I'm doing remotes, talks. Saturdays I'm at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Sunday game day in New Orleans. For me, the one thing I can't do without, a vehicle this time of year.
You're like a traveling salesman. Mike, thank you. I appreciate
Pretty
your time.
Cool. Thank you, brother.
You bet. We'll listen this afternoon as you second guest live on the beach. Silver Slipper Casino starts at 4. Bobby Hebert will be back at 6:30. It's a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas and the Cajun Cannon, Kellen Moore. Then Edge's coach says here, Jay Rogers, Cowboys Raiders tonight. Then you got the Pels and the Thunder. We'll be back talking LSU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.